We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Restaurant next to the Stone Creek Golf Course in Urbana. Kennedy's features private banquet facilities and personalized party menus for groups from 10 to 200. On the web at kennedysatstonecreek.com.
It's 12:37. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert. Partly sunny to cloudy skies were noted across central and southeast Illinois during the morning hours. Temperatures by late morning were mainly in the upper 50s to lower 60s. A strong storm system will remain nearly stationary across the upper Great Lakes through today. Plenty of clouds and scattered showers are likely across much of Minnesota, Wisconsin, as well as Michigan. Partly cloudy skies will dominate the rest of the Midwest. High temperatures today will range from the low 50s across northern Wisconsin to the mid-70s across western Kentucky. Overnight lows will range from the upper 30s across northwest Wisconsin to the low 50s across southeast Missouri and western Kentucky. The forecast for Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding region the rest of today, mostly cloudy skies. We're expecting a high of 68 degrees, mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 45. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, the high 65. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers, the high 65. Saturday evening through Monday night, mostly cloudy skies, the low 50 with a high of 68 degrees. And Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, the high that day around 72, the low 52. And for Wednesday, sunny skies, the high 78 degrees. Right now on Friends Plaza, it's 63 degrees, the humidity 62%, the barometer at 30.15 inches. It's 12:39. The 5th Annual Latin American Film Festival starts tomorrow. 6 films will be shown 3 times each at Champaign's Art Theater. They'll expose a mix of cultures, location, and film genres. I spoke with the U of I's Angelina Cutler. She's Associate Director of the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies about the lineup of films planned for the next 7 days. Talk about, first of all, the mix of movies we have in terms of representation of countries and different genres of films that'll be part of this festival.
Well, you know, the region is very large, so I try always to bring other countries to play. I mean, sometimes it's easy for me to look into the same countries like such Brazil or Argentina. They have a huge film industry. But I'm happy this year to bring, you know, 1 Mexican and 1 Peruvian. So it's just like to show different countries. And yes, I mean, we have 1 thriller, 1 comedy, and 2 that are like more, more in factual situations, like the rain, and also 1 documentary. And this is the difference between other years and this year. I always show 5 feature films. And this is the same for this year, but I'm incorporating 1 documentary that is going to be shown only twice, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, let's focus specifically first on Even the Rain. Miguel Garcia Bernal, he's actually a familiar face. I believe we've seen him in well-known Spanish-language films, but also, I believe, American-made films. Recognizable actor and one of the... more interesting plots, I think, when I read through some of the descriptions here.
Yeah, well, I think that this is the star film, and this is also why I put it the first one. Gael Garcia Bernal is a Mexican actor, and yeah, he's very well known also in the United States. And this is a co-production, it's Spain, France, and Mexico, and it's also new. I'm bringing a Spanish movie. This was a very well received film. Won in Spain in the major film festival in Spain and Berlin in Mexico, and is like the entry for the Oscars for Spain. And this is what is very intriguing about this movie, is a movie within a movie. I mean, I don't want to talk about very much about the movie, but the idea is like two layers that you see about a crew that is filming a film, and you see at the same time a story that happens in Bolivia. So it's a Spanish crew in Bolivia. And they play very nice with the Spanish idea of Latin America and how this is challenged. So it's very nice because you can see like both sides of Latin America and Europe, in this case Spain, and the idea of a film within a film. And the actors are fantastic, really fantastic.
Well, looking through the cast of other movies, I mean, one that we wanted to set aside was Backyard, and top billed in that cast is Jimmy Smits.
Exactly. Well, and this is a Mexican film, but Jimmy Smits plays here, speaks very good Spanish. In fact, I was surprised. And this is a film that is based, unfortunately, I have to say, in real situations, and is like the disappearances of women in Ciudad Juarez, that is the border, and where there is a lot of factories where women work there, also called maquiladoras. And this is a thriller, of course, is based on actual facts, but this is a thriller about a police that is sent to investigate the murder of these women, and of course she unravels a series of corruptions and crimes, and it's a very good thriller. I mean, really, really good. It keeps you focused and nervous the whole movie.
Well, and we've certainly got lighter fare in here too. I'm looking at Diva, or In Therapy, and as well as Brother and Sister. I mean, just the posters alone give you something that balances out well with the plot of the other films.
Yeah, well, the Brazilian movie In Therapy is a very witty comedy, and the actress is one of the most famous actresses in Brazil, especially for soap opera. And this is a very interesting comedy about a middle-aged woman, and she started going to therapy, and of course, what everything comes. So, but this is very good, and it was fantastically well received in Brazil. And the Argentinian movie, many people that follow Latin American films know about this director because he is very well known. He directed, I think, in 2000. The Father of the Bride, and this was very well known, Daniel Burman, and he has produced other Argentinian films. And yeah, this is a very personal, psychological film, and it happens in Argentina and Uruguay. So it's like the Southern Cone is presented there. And the last one is a documentary, which is a very creative documentary about food, but is about a food festival that happens every year in Peru, where chefs from all over the world go, and restaurants bring their food, and people go and eat for a week. And in fact, they just finished the festival, and 500,000 people went for a week to taste, food. And it's very interesting because it's like the chefs are creating a social revolution through food, the idea of how food can change a country based on culture, because it's like the idea of ethnicity and how different products can mix together and bring a country together. So this is like, very interesting movie too.
And you've got a nice setup in terms of the schedule, giving people an opportunity to see something. You get a couple of chances to catch something.
Exactly. Well, that's the purpose, is to show for 6 days Each film is going to be screened 3 times, so there is plenty of opportunity when people cannot go only during the weekends. They can still go during the week, and it starts at 6 o'clock, so, you know, you can go after work and also, you know, otherwise on the weekend.
Has the audience in this festival in the past helped determine where you go for some of the movies, or maybe what kind of movies that you're choosing?
Absolutely. Well, everybody, you know, just asked me, what is your favorite? Well, I mean, depends, you know, depends. But people, of course, that's why in our website at clacks.edu, I post abstracts of the film and even the trailer, the link where people can see the trailer. So, you know, you can select what you prefer to see. But there is everything for different tastes. So you can go for a comedy or for something, or a thriller or something more serious.
Will there be discussions beforehand, like pre-filmed introductions? Or
well, there is always an introduction. The first time the film is screened, there will be a brief presentation by a faculty from the university about the film, the surroundings of the film, if there is like some specific detail of the film, not about, you know, the plot per se, but more about the what is surrounded about the film. But yes, there will be.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add about this, about next week's festival, and encourage people to come out?
Well, really, I would like to encourage people to go. This is a very unique event in our community. It happens only once a year, and I hope to keep doing this. But this is a really a good opportunity for people to not only to see a movie, to have a great time, but really to see different expressions of culture from a region that is very, very large and has so much to offer.
Angelina Cutler is Associate Director of the University of Illinois Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies. We discussed the Latin American Film Festival. It's scheduled for tomorrow through September 29th at the Art Theater in Champaign. For more information, you can visit CLACS, that's clacs.illinois.edu. The full schedule can also be accessed through our website at will.illinois.edu.
This week on This American Life.
They look like your average moms, but they're also
gun packing, hard hitting private investigators.
To find out how a group of housewives with no training becomes private investigators on television and end up in the middle of an actual mystery. PI Moms, this week.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday evening at 6 on AM 580.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, September the 22nd, 2011. 1888, on this day, the National Geographic magazine came out for the first time. A scientific journal, no photographs, published for the 165 members of the National Geographic Society. 1692, on this date, 8 citizens of the colony of Massachusetts were hanged for their connections to witchcraft. The last of the deaths caused by